Thank you for calling Marvelum. For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Carlos. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
I'm good. I was just following up regarding your account and the past due balance for $29 for your website hosting. I know last week
I pay right now.
Okay, so let me get you taken care of. Is it still the 10th Avenue for the billing address?
It's 2355 10.
Yep.
Roa,
2355 10th Avenue South. Okay, but that didn't change. It's not, okay, that's the same. Okay, and then the card number when you're ready.
It's this card only for this time because it's my mother's card, okay? Only for this
okay.
time.
Okay, no problem. We can we can take the, go ahead, 53.
53 12 6 7 0 1.
Okay.
46 46 21.
Okay.
7079.
Now, at the very beginning, the phone cracked up. I just heard 53. What were the next two numbers?
53112.
Okay, 5312-6001-4621-7079.
Yes, correct.
Okay, expiration?
926.
And the code on the back?
404.
404?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization. You're authorized to use this card, Carlos?
It's another different apartment.
Okay. So I got the green light already. The payment went through. So all I want to do is go put the original card back on file for next month, because if not, it will charge to this card. So do you still have the other card ending in, let's see what the other card was ending in. Do you have the one ending in 4700?
Yeah, I got it, but right now it's no good.
Okay.
No money, no war. I pay for your company. No war, no customer, nothing. Everybody call
yes.
me bullshit.
So, Carlos, if I don't put the other card back on here, it's going to charge this card again next month. So I would suggest, even if that card has no money on it, put it back on file. That way this card doesn't get charged next month. And next month on let's see, today's October 4th, I'll push the next billing out to November 4th. So if on November 4th you're still having trouble and you don't have the money, then I'll reach out to you again, okay?
Okay. Approve it.
Yeah, I don't want to leave this one on file, because I just put in this new card and it erased the former one. So all the future billings will stay on this card. Yeah. So what's the other one again, please?
Yes. Approve it.
Mm-hmm.
No, this card is in my mother. I don't want this card in this account. Only pay for this moment. And no pay.
Yes.
You need wait for me. Wait for me. I work right now. Wait for me to something day, okay?
So, Carlos, I don't have a way to erase this card from my system. The only way I can erase it is to put another card on file. So that's what I'm trying to help you with. I want you to put that other card back on file. That way it will erase this card, and it was just a one-time payment. You see what I mean? Because if not, this card stays on file. I don't have a way to erase it.
I don't understand it perfectly. I'm not speaking either very good. Let me see my friend. Let me. I still didn't get the
okay.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Repeat the name for me, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I think Carlos wanted you to translate something for me in Spanish. Is that okay?
Yes. No, that's okay.
Do you understand? Okay. So he just paid a payment with a one-time payment, but that credit card will stay on file and it will bill next month. I don't have a way to erase it. So I was asking him to put his first credit card back on here. That way this card won't get charged again.
Okay, dice que...
Si pongo esta tarjeta, me la voy a poder cargar aquí de nuevo.
Yeah, but the deal is that card is from his mother.
Yes.
So he just want to pay at this time, but the next payment,
yes,
he put a different card. But you say that, yeah, card is staying out. So
right,
you don't have the option to take it out?
No, because we had a MasterCard ending in 4700. That's the one that he was having trouble with. When he gave me the MasterCard ending in 7079, it erased the former card. So what I'm asking him is to give me the other card again, the 4700. That way we can erase this card that he used for a one time. But he is not going to be paying anything else anyway until November 4th. What he just paid has him covered for a whole month.
Que tiene problemas con la primera tarjeta, entonces como tú ya te hiciste el pago ya.
No he hecho ningún pago, le quiero hacer el pago ahora.
Yeah,
la tarjeta, lo que no tiene dinero, no tiene ningún problema la tarjeta, lo que no hay dinero.
Well, what he said, the other car don't have any problem, just don't have money at this moment. So that,
yeah,
was,
no, he doesn't need money this moment because he just paid with the other card. All I want to do is put that one on file for next month, for November 4th, because
okay,
if not, this card will... Mm-hmm.
Right. So he can make the payment now, and then when to next month, they give you the card and put the, like, first card, right? But my question,
yes,
is, my question is, this car, what I gave you, what he tries to pay now, is paying fine,
yes,
right? So if the next month the car don't have enough money in his account, you charge to the second car, so it's that one.
Cancel. I don't want to put in my mother car. Hey, listen.
Espérate.
Cancel. Wait for me. You see, no.
Pero espérate.
Que no. I don't want to put in this car, okay? Cancel. This car is for my mother.
Pero espérate, que yo le voy a explicar. Que sé tranquilo, bro.
Oh, okay. Ya, espérate, no quiero. No pago nada. No voy a pagar. No pago. Ya, no pago. No puedo. No pago. Hay que esperar. Si no, que cancele todo. Ya está.
He need to wait because that's a... That car is for his mother, so he can make one payment now, but if that car is staying foul,
I already got the payment. He's okay there. He doesn't have to pay anything else. I already got the payment. What I'm trying to do is put the original card back on file. That way his other card will be erased. I want to put the other card... It's just to put it on file. It's not going to charge anything. It's for next month. If on November 4th the card has no funds, I can call him. That's not a problem. I can call him. But we just need to put the other card back on file.
Okay. Que si el próximo mes que el próximo mes que ella te va a llamar para hacer el pago.
Okay, pero no ponga esa tarjeta. No puede pagar. Mi mamá. El problema con mi mamá y mi mamá lo voy a tirar para atrás para el banco. Voy a llamar al banco y lo voy a cancelar. ¿Ok? No puede haber otro pago. Solamente este. Ni el próximo mes, ni nada.
Dice,
si el próximo mes para ese pago, si ella me llame, que ella me llame, que no hay problema. Dile que el problema... Hey, you very good, ¿ok? I don't have some problems. I understand your effort.
Ya me traduciría. Tranquilo.
The problem I don't want is my mother car the next month, ¿ok? No possible.
Yes. That's exactly
she
right. I don't want to have your mother's. I don't want to have your mother's card on here either. I want to take it off.
Exactly.
That's why I'm asking
exactly
you to put the other card. Yeah, because she already paid. You already paid the 29. Don't worry about that. I just want to put the other card on file.
Mm-hmm.
La otra tarjeta, she got it. It's the sending number. You got it, the other car for Marble Room. This is my company. The number is
5348. Okay.
Hold on. It's 5348-600-1711.
Mm-hmm.
4700.
Thank you. So let me read it back. 5348-6000.
All right.
1711.
Yes.
4700. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Expiration?
1026.
Okay. And the code?
745.
Okay. So let Carlos know that we erased the one-time card. That one's not on file anymore. This new one is on file. So if there's any problems on November 4th, I can call him, okay?
Okay.
Oh, in November, no working. No, dile que lo espera.
Joder, Carlos, tú me esperas. Listen, si ella te va a cobrar en el próximo mes, te va a llamar.
Okay. Pero voy a cancelarlo todo porque no tengo resultado, okay? It's bullshit. No, I don't have resultado for nothing. I pay for nothing. Next month, nobody call me, no customer. I close. I don't care nothing because I pay for nothing. I pay too much money for your company. I don't have ni one job. Crazy. Spend maybe $500.
He said he paid
so
too
Carlos?
Much money.
Yes.
Results.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a login for the dashboard because this is showing me that in the time that he's been with us, his company has been found on the first page of Google 1,215 times, and he's had 356 Google actions, including clicks to the site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think he's getting a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe he's just not aware. So I'll send you the login for the dashboard. When you have a minute, you know, go over it and go on, and you can see the results that you're getting. And if you have any questions, you can always call us after you review that, okay?
Si tiene algún problema, que la llame.
Okay. Dile que con ella todo bien. You perfect. You very good. I like it.
He says you are very kind and he don't have problem with you, everything is fine with you, but he don't see the result and everything.
Okay.
But I translate for him, he's in the first page on Google and everything, and then yeah, everything like you say, I translate for him everything what you say.
Okay. So my only question for you is that I sent him the login for his dashboard, but the password is blank. So if he knows what the password is, that's okay. He can just use the password that he knows. If not, I can reset a temporary password to let him in. You want to ask him?
Estoy entrando.
He tried to open the dashboard.
Okay, he's going to open it with the password that he set it at, right? He doesn't want me to reset it, correct?
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, well, gracias, Carlos. Thank you for translating for him also. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, but have a really great rest of your day to both of you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Happy good day.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.